up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an argument?
My name is Angel Tanksley, queen of the Tanksley tribe, also known as Angel Akita Moore, also known as that chick Angel, Anyways, I am joined by my husband of 15 and a half years, and he's the co-host of this podcast. Tell him who you are, baby.
Yes, I am the other co-host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Anthony Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, what's happening, family? Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. And what else do I usually say?
Oh, my God, what happened?
I don't know. My mind went blank. Anyway, this is a podcast we do every single goddamn week. All last year except for one. We do every week, and we talk about pretty much anything we want to, but it usually revolves around family, relationships, marriage, parenthood, and all that jazz. Sometimes it involves you. If you are part of our immediate family, it might. And our immediate family is through Patreon. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel for the low, low of $5 a month, and they joined us every week live. They watching me stumble through this, and if we were to edit over this, you wouldn't see it if you was on Patreon. But Patreon's watching the live. I'm watching their comments roll in, and they laughing at me and saying, what's wrong with him?
What is wrong?
I don't know. I think we counted in, and we started, and mentally I wasn't ready.
Oh, I'm sorry. I asked you if you were
I ready. Thought I was.
Anyways, we also have sponsors of today's podcast, Daily Harvest and Next Evo. We'll tell you more about them later on in the show. But first, let's just tap in.
You're going to tap in?
We're going to tap in.
All right.
You doing all right today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Been a lot going on this morning.
Has it? What's been going on?
Because couldn't I don't find know. Half of Mara's stuff. Getting that's one thing I don't, one thing we ain't doing, I don't like getting Amar ready in the morning. Because his stuff
don't
is
don't talk about that now if we're going to talk about it.
All right, we ain't. I'm going to talk about the main issue this morning, not being able to find his stuff. Socks. I don't know where this boy's socks goes. It's annoying. Where's all their tops at? Where's all his tops?
In one of them laundry bags.
Anyway, I bought this boy. It feel like I bought him 80 pair of socks, and now I'm back to looking and up under things for socks again. Can't find no socks. But anyway, that some of y'all might have heard. I had to deal with some trash issues this morning, literal trash. So now I feel like I smell like I've been in a mortuary that don't have embalming fluid. Imagine what that smells like.
You don't smell. Ugh,
could you imagine?
No, I'm not going to either.
Bodies.
You don't smell at all.
I smell it. That's the problem. Anyway, what's up with you?
I'm good.
Tap in.
I'm tapped in. The only thing that was frustrating for me this morning was Final Cut Pro acting a fool. I should have been able to get two vlogs edited.
That was messing up, too.
I had to unplug my hard drive, kind of just have a one-on-one with Final Cut Pro.
Yeah.
And then it started working, but I only got one vlog edited instead of the two, and I've been here for almost 2 hours.
Yeah, that happened to me, too, trying to get the audio for Let Us Tell It. Final Cut Pro was like,
it was like, you have hopes
I ain't
and
messing
dreams.
With you.
Burn yeah. them. So we're starting off today with a Tanksley Pride story. If you've never tuned in before, Tanksley Pride is where we tell a story regarding one of our four boys, which we so lovingly have dubbed Tanksley Pride. We have a 13-year-old, 2 7-year-olds, and a 3-year-old. So babe.
You go ahead and start it off.
Okay. My Tanksley Pride story.
Oh, no, I wanted to start it out.
Then go.
My bad. Because I knew I was about to say something, and I was like, well, let me hurry up and get it out. But then I was, because we are one, I was like, she needs to go first. I know Angel was probably going to take mine.
No.
Our oldest son is back into basketball. Mm-hmm. He's loving basketball again, and I'm loving him loving basketball. It was funny. One of our friends sent us a meme. I don't know. Did she send it to you too? Or was it just me? Anyway, it was like alpha dads at basketball games.
It was no, you showed me the video.
Oh, okay. It was it wasn't a meme. It was a video, TikTok, alpha dads at basketball games. And I'm sitting there laughing at it. Then I was like, attacked at this point because a lot of
Marcus.
The stuff that they do is like five dudes and they all got on vests, got the same hairdo and everything. They're like, hey, how's it going? You know, just all their mannerisms. And then they like coaching their sons during the game. That's me. I'm talking to him, but he listens. He listens really good, but I'm glad to see him back into doing wanting to do something physical. That's the main thing. And I was working with him this past weekend out in the front. We got a basketball hoop out there. So I was working with him and just watching him pick up on stuff and then seeing his excitement when he finally got it. And, like, I had him doing drills and stuff, you know, tiring him out and doing drills. And just his excitement was getting me excited because as tired as he was, I could see the excitement. He, like, laughed a little bit, and I had him doing different shots and different techniques and stuff. And him picking up and finally understanding what he needed to do. I don't know. That's big for me to see him go through that and see that experience. And even during the game, he finally hit his first goal, his first basket last week. It's only their second game. And, like, he hit it. He's like, yeah, ran down the court. I said, yeah, it's a whole different energy when you make that basket and you run it back down the court. But, yeah, I mean, he ain't out here doing nothing immaculate as of yet. But, you know, he don't need to. As long as he's loving it and having fun, I'm going to keep working with him. And anything he starts, he's going to have to finish. But he already knows that. But, yeah, he's loving it, and I'm loving him loving it.
I asked him the other day. I said, oh, I heard you work with your dad on some basketball stuff. He was like, yeah. I said, what do you work with you on? He was like, layups. And then he said something else. And I was like, did you enjoy it? He was like, yeah. And I said, I don't know if you can tell, but your dad is really excited that you are playing basketball. And he was like, yeah. I said, I think what's great for him is that he has something that he can share his experience with you as you experience. I was like, I've gotten all the privileges of you doing theater and stuff. I was like, that's me in my bag. I was like, your dad played basketball when he was young, like you. And even though he doesn't play anymore, he still has all that knowledge locked in his head, and he finally gets to give it to you. And I said, so I'm sure it's really fun for him to be able to share this with you now. He was like, yeah.
Now I was showing him stuff, and I'm gonna tell you what, I was showing him what it should look like, and then I was showing him how to get to that point. These knees was like not even during but like after like that night, I was like going up going up steps wasn't a problem. Coming down the steps, I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, what was it the wrong shoes? I had on some Air Max. I probably should have put on some different shoe. Had on some Air Max. These knees was like, yeah. Now, look, you could have just demonstrated. You didn't have to do the move for real. You just could have did a light. Hey, you know, but not.
It's like, nah.
Now, I hit the ball. I moved the goal up to, like, the regulation height, and I was like, now, this is where we at. I don't know. My mind was like, yeah, let's do it. The rest of my body was like, yeah, let's get in there. His knees was like, apparently we ain't on one accord.
Right. Y'all ain't got to take all this. So my story, my Tank Surprise story is also revolving around our oldest. So yesterday, my son did something. It was like almost like a rite of passage. He did something that he's never done before. He got to go out with his friends without adult supervision. He told me earlier in the week, he was like, hey, Eli wanted to know if I could go to the movies with him on Sunday to see Black Panther. And I was like, well, depends on where the movie theater is, possibly. Then early Sunday morning, he sends me all the information. And I was like, oh, wow, this is actually happening. And
oh no, that Shania was with him. I was like, didn't they do that for the Halloween thing?
No, you talk for Shania's daughter birthday?
Yeah.
No, Shania was with him the entire time.
I thought
time.
She went to the mall or something.
They did, but Shania was there the entire time.
Yeah, I should have known.
So he got ready. He looked so nice.
Mm-hmm.
He put on some of his new clothes that he got for Christmas. I was like, okay, period. He did not put in his contacts. Like, he told me he was going to start practicing on the weekends. And then
he ended up putting them in, didn't he?
No.
Oh, he didn't have glasses on when I saw him.
Yeah, he put them on in the car.
Oh.
But, yeah, no, he. I'm still the only person that puts contacts in his eyes. I ordered his food for him to be able to pick it up from the concession stand early. Like, I ordered it online so he could just pick it up. And then I showed up when the movie was supposed to be let out and texted him that I was here, and he came out. It was just like, I didn't even realize half the time my friends were there because I was into the movie. And I was just like, So you just think you grown, huh? Just making plans with friends and being dropped off and stuff. But I told him, I said, I'm really proud that you are trying to do stuff outside of the house.
Yeah.
And outside of, you know, I'm not trying to knock his like for gaming and stuff, because if that's what he's really into, you know, there are worse things. But human interaction is something that I'm like, boy, hey, yeah. You're not just going to be locked up in your room all weekend.
Yeah, so. That pandemic did a number on all of our kids, us and the kids.
Yeah.
But it's lingering on them kids.
Yeah, I was just so totally just like, I'm happy for you that you are, you know, he wasn't really able to do that much at his old school because everybody lived so far away.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm not driving you to see these people. You don't have any friends that live far away from us. Not to my knowledge. You might call them friends, but I don't acknowledge them. So we about to have a high schooler next year.
I don't even want to talk about it.
I don't even understand how that is real life. I was having a conversation. Oh, my God. Wasn't that tea good yesterday?
Which one?
I was having a conversation with Marquita about the old church we used to attend.
Oh, yeah.
We can't tell you this tea, but let me tell you, this tea was so good. Actually, I might do it as a story time for my Instagram and my TikTok.
It was just funny to me. It wasn't like, ooh, what? I was just like,
it
what?
Is, but that's sometimes.
It's a good story. Tea. It's a really good story. Like, for public ears, like they need to hear that.
Right. So I was like, little Marcus. Hold up.
They got blues over there? Like,
apparently. Apparently.
You was falling asleep by the time that thought hit my brain. I was like, wait a minute.
Listen.
Anyway, go ahead.
I was saying to little Marcus, I said, I'm over here having a conversation with Marquita about a church that I attended when I was pregnant with you. And now you getting ready to go to college? I mean, not college, high school? Shut up and sit down. That's what I wanted to tell him. Oh, it hurt my heart. I just, let me tell you, these Tanksley Pride stories are going to start to get real depressing for us. We're going to be like, and then when he had his first baby.
Yeah. The only part that breaks my heart is when I see old videos and pictures of him. When he's like the twins' age and Amara's age. I'm like, ugh, that's why I stay away from it.
You stay away from it?
I just look at the current and I'm good.
Oh, but when you see the old.
Yeah.
It tears you up. It doesn't matter.
Like some old bullshit right here.
It doesn't matter at all. It all tears me up, especially when I see his little mustache on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like mine. Just thick and flourishing. If you want to flourish, let me tell you. The new year and the rest of the year is where you want to do it. At the start of the year, I had the best intentions. I told y'all I was going to go to bed at 9:30, fall asleep in the bed. I haven't done that once.
I tried.
That was a terrible attempt. No, don't try to make it a try.
I was ready to go to sleep. It was like 9:45.
Whatever. I'm in the middle of an ad. I also said that I was going to start working out. Ain't done it. Was going to do it this morning. I said I'm going to do it after this podcast. And I will. But listen, one thing I know I can check off my New Year's to-do list is eating well. Thanks to Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, soups, flatbreads, snacks, smoothies, lattes, and more built on organic fruits and vegetables. Daily Harvest works directly with farmers to source the best ingredients, freezing them at peak ripeness to lock in flavors and nutrients. And they never use artificial preservatives or ingredients. With nourishing and easy-to-prep options, I never have to think twice about what to eat for my next meal, snack, or dessert. Everything stays in my freezer until I'm ready to enjoy it, helping me reduce food waste. They have this artichoke and spinach flatbread that I am so excited to try. Like, they have the type of stuff that you actually want to eat when you are trying to eat healthy. Heck, it's the type of stuff you want to eat when you're not eating healthy. They also have this tomato and zucchini minestrone soup. Y'all, they got the good stuff, okay? Daily Harvest is committed to human and planetary health, which means they do their absolute best to ensure transparency and integrity when it comes to their ingredients and the humans who grow them. By supporting farmers who invest in practices that increase biodiversity and improve the health of our soil, and by delivering food in recyclable and compostable packaging where possible, Daily Harvest does the work. I eat and enjoy. It's a win-win. If eating well is a goal for 2023, let Daily Harvest support your journey. Go to dailyharvest.com/argue.
Argue.
To get up to $40 off your first box, that's dailyharvest.com/argue.
Argue.
For up to $40 off your first box, dailyharvest.com/argue.
Argue.
Yeah. It's all sad. All just so sad. All right. Our next segment is going to be a longer clip that you all are going to get to hear. It is our TikTok o'clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok o'clock. This is where we watch or listen to a video from TikTok and we give our feedback on it. So this one I thought was great. Here we go.
I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all, all right? I love my husband. Like, I love that man to death. I love our relationship. I love what we have built together. I love being his wife. But if anything were to ever happen where we weren't together anymore, I would definitely not do this marriage shit again. I don't think people really understand the effort that goes into having a successful marriage. This shit is not easy. Do not believe that fairy tale shit that you see on TV. Just because you love each other does not mean your marriage is going to work. Love is not enough. It takes patience, understanding. It takes compassion. It takes consideration. It takes forgiveness. It takes selflessness. For the rest of my life, every decision I make, I have to think about how it's going to affect my husband. If you are not willing to have that level of consideration, do not get married. Now, me and my husband have been together for 13 years, married for 11. He knows me better than anyone else on this planet, and vice versa. We're at a point where most of our communication is nonverbal. With all that being said, there's still times where he'll do something and I'm like, this motherfucker don't know me at all. So after all the time and effort we've put into learning one another, I'm supposed to turn around and go do that shit with someone else? Absolutely the fuck not. I'd much rather be single at that point. I do not understand how people have energy to do that shit a second time. And of course, this is not to discourage anyone from getting married. Like I said, I genuinely love being married to my husband. But please make sure you understand everything that goes into an actual marriage. Too many people get caught up in the idea of the beautiful wedding that they don't really consider everything that comes afterwards. Make sure you guys are having the difficult conversations beforehand. Make sure you know their stance on issues that you feel passionate about. I think part of the reason the divorce rate is so high right now is because people don't want to put in the work. They see couples on TV and social media and expect shit to be like that, when in actuality, you don't know what these people are going through behind closed doors. Real marriage is not all sunshine and rainbows. So if that's what you are looking for, do not get married.
All right. That was that NPC. No. Let me try again. That psych nip chick. It's spelled TATPSYCHNPCHICK. So two of those letters are supposed to be words that I should know. Don't know what they are, though. Anyways, Marcus, what are your thoughts on what that psych nipping chick said?
I only agree with a small part of it. Because to say all that and then come back and say you love being married to somebody and then you would never get married again because of A, B, and C. If you in any relationship, everything that she named off is going to have to go into place regardless. Mm-hmm. With the business relationship, intimate relationship, all of that's going to go into play. Mm-hmm. Being compassionate, being understanding, learning, all of this, that just goes into any relationship. And for me, it's almost like to say all that and then go back and say, I would never do this shit ever again because who is like, all right, you sound like you've been through some things or going through some things that you would never, ever want to go through, which, you know, she kind of said that. But at the same time, like, if the good don't outweigh the bad, then, yeah, why do it again? But, however, the same goes for different things bring out, different people bring out different things in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This is like, this on a real quick thing. If like, I'm not into musicals or I don't like holding hands or PDA. If me and Angel were to not be together anymore and I'm with somebody else, that person may bring that out of me, something that I didn't even know was even in me. It's like, that Marx is always doing PDA. He never used to do, like, yes.
I'd kill you.
Yeah, you probably would. But different people, like, I know people that that are now married to people that when they were dating, they didn't do any of those things. And it ain't because, oh, I love this person more than who I was dating. It's no, that person brings out things in them that, you know.
What are you talking about now? Because you're about to make me kill you in an imaginary place that you ain't even at. What are you talking about now?
You know who I'm talking about.
No. What are you talking about right now? Not who.
I'm saying different people bring out different things. And it takes certain people to bring out certain things.
Uh-huh. And I'm saying, what is that in relation to what she's saying?
In relation to what she's saying, she got to do this, that, and the other. She don't know who she's going to meet. And if she's in a relationship or just so happens to end a relationship, does she just want a completely just no commitment whatsoever? Because any slight commitment to anybody is going to need, you're going to need the things that she's talking about.
Mm. I 100% agree with her.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me finish.
Oh, I thought you were.
No,
going.
I'm not finished. You just anxious to start talking. The reason I disagree is because, like I said, you're going to need those things and you don't know what's going to come. Now, would I get married again? I don't know. But different people won't get married for different things. A lot of people, she just said, you know, it's work. It's hard. It's this, it's that. Me and Angel said all the time, this ain't hard. We keep hearing it. People say it. Oh, it's work. It's you in the trenches. It's war. It's all. I'm like, if it's that bad, then yeah, you probably shouldn't be married. Because, like Michelle said she hated Barack for 10 years. Did not like being married. But that's 10 out of 30. So.
That's a lot. I'm sorry.
It is. No, 10 years is a lot.
Yeah, 10 years out of anything.
I don't know if you good for 20 and then the 10, or you was good for 10, you had 10 bad and then 10 good. I don't know.
Ain't no way.
But at the same time, it's like, yeah, you hit hills and valleys, but if most of those are valleys, then yeah, I would completely agree. Now, the reason I probably wouldn't get married, I can, for completely different reasons. It ain't got nothing to do with not wanting the commitment and all this and that. It's just like, nah, I just want to slut around. Simple as that.
I agree with her on the sense that I'm not willing to give anybody else that much. I feel like I empty the tank. When it comes to tank, I empty my tank into this. I'm not doing that for nobody else.
You treated everybody like a fiance and my husband. Get out of here.
You are right. I was very committed.
You the only one I've ever treated like you.
No, but if you think they got even a 16th of what I'm giving you, you are confused. I have literally poured everything I got, every skill set, learning new skill sets, to be a good wife to you and to assist you in being a good husband and a good just person overall. I'm not doing that for nobody else. In the sense of what she's saying of the work, that part is that part of the sacrifice is work. I'm not about to find out if someone else is more deserving. There could be. I understand people get remarried, and sometimes their second marriages, third or fourth or fifth, are better than their first or what have you. I don't ever plan on finding that out, regardless of the circumstance in this imaginary world where our marriage was no longer happening, which more than likely would be some form of like death when we're old. I mean, yes. Do I want to slut around too? Yes, but that's not why. Because that's not why. I don't want to give anybody else this work.
Yeah, me just slutting around.
I
didn't find it difficult to get to know you.
I just didn't understand where you were going with the somebody could bring out PDA.
I'm just saying different people go through different things with different people.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why you even threw that in there. That's what I'm saying.
All right. You ain't got to understand it.
Okay. Keep on.
You ain't got to understand it.
Keep on. I just said you didn't have to throw it in there and be like, You know, somebody could bring out of me just wanting to collect old schools and just putting that as my priority. You would burn all the old schools.
Possibly. Here's what it is.
That is terrible. Anywho, anyways, I get where she's coming from. I do completely understand where she is coming from. I just probably would have worded it. It is. For me, it's just wording it differently.
Yeah. To me, she sounds unhappy.
No, she reiterated. No,
she reiterated.
Times.
She loves it. But however, if you like to me, it sounded like her. The words that she's using, it is just like, now, are you actually happy?
Yeah, I don't.
I love being Angel Mary, but I would never do this bullshit again. This is some bullshit. But I love being married. But I'd be damned if I do this ever again.
Yeah, no. mine isn't from this being any type of BS. It's just.
No, that's how she made it sound.
I get what you're saying. I'm just like, nah, you were the lucky man that I was like, yep, all of it. What else I got to give? I'm putting that in. Truly, all the cards, huh? What'd you say?
I said, oh, I'm the lucky one.
You are. I put all my cards on the table with him. And if I found any ones that I didn't realize I had, I would put them on the table too. I ain't doing that. Nobody else. All my cards are behind my back. And I'm cheating. All of it. Okay. Let me see here. Let's go ahead and do our next ad, and then we'll move on to the topic of the day. So, you guys have heard us talk about them before, and when I tell you that we still use them and we still love them, you just don't know until you try, and you all need to try them. The new year is a fresh opportunity to achieve your potential, and you can't be your best self if you're stressed. Truly, a lot of people don't make the best decisions when they're stressed, whether it be they end up making decisions out of fear, or they end up avoiding making decisions out of fear, is not allowing you to really reach your full potential. So you should get ahead of the stress this year, especially if you know stress is coming. And how can you do that? With CBD, with Next Evo's Naturals. Okay? Next Evo's Naturals is the most clinically studied CBD brand, and their smart absorb technology can help you get a better start on the year with products like their Stress CBD Complex. If you've ever tried Stress CBD Complex, you would know that it has you feeling like a sense of calmness. At least for me, there's a sense of calmness, especially when I've gotten worked up by a very long to-do list. I really love it when I, at night, when we're getting ready to just relax and watch TV, and I want to actually just melt away all the stuff that has been coming at me during the day. It truly just makes me feel more calm and gives me more peace of mind. Our preferred products are the gummies. I just am into gummies now in general. But my preferred is the gummies because they taste really good. And they're, I don't know, I think mentally it makes it easier for me to remember to grab them because I'm oh, gummies feels like a little reward. Explore a variety of Next Evo products for less stress, better sleep, and a boost to daily wellness in 2023. Stress CBD Complex has both smart absorb CBD and a patented whole plant ashwagandha. Clinically proven to reduce stress by up to 70%, improve concentration by 50%. Next Evo's Naturals are scientifically formulated by a consumer product team with decades of experience, and each product is tested to rigorous standards. Only Next Evo uses smart absorb CBD, proven for 30 times better absorption in the first 30 minutes. Don't just use any CBD brand. Most CBD products on the market only have 2 to 10% absorption, so at least 90% is actually wasted. And it's simple. If you can't absorb it, it can't help you. Next Evo is different. It delivers 4 times better overall CBD absorption and has been proven in multiple clinical studies. Make CBD a part of reaching your full potential with Next Evo Naturals. Go to nextevo.com/podcast and use code ARGUE to get 20% off your first order of $40 or more. That's 20% off $40 or more at nextevo.com/podcast with code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
All right, the topic of the day. We talking foreplay. We talking foreplay. I thought you would join me. Okay. So we're going to give you our foreplay playbook. We're going to give you 3 foreplay super moves that work even on the most challenging days. I can't wait to hear what you feel like works on me consistently.
I'm not going to work on you consistently. I got to switch it up, but I'm just going to pick 3.
There's something that works on me consistently.
You might think that.
No, I don't think you realize it's foreplay.
No, I don't think you realize.
I don't think you know it's foreplay. Anyway,
so what do you mean on challenging days?
On days where sex is definitely going to be a hard thing to try to present on the table. It might not be tired. Could be emotionally just all over the place.
You rarely are that emotionally all over the place. I will say tired because that's the main obstacle.
The obstacle is tiredness.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. number one for me with Angel, try to make sure she don't have no responsibilities dealing with the house or the kids when she gets home.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She ain't come home. I either done order something or I done cook something. Kids and some food is ready for her, huh?
What'd you say? You're not going to say you didn't cook something? Is that what you just said?
No. I'll tell you later. look, everybody done ate or has something to eat and food is ready for her. All right? She ain't got to worry about cleaning.
I ain't going to worry about it no way. I'm
on. That's why I stopped. I can take out household responsibility. She ain't got nothing to do with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Now, if she decide to, I'm going to edit or do this, and that, that's out of my control. But trying to take as much off her plate as possible in order to get to the cheeks. I'm great to say, I'm easy as hell. There's like, you want me just do 1, 2, or 3? I can take up the whole thing. Because it's just like, Marcus, he had to get his leg amputated. No. So I'm going to go over here and give him some. Girl, we in the hospital. He ain't going to turn it down.
No. You've turned me down. You turned me down.
Twice. In 18 years.
You have turned me down is what I'm saying.
I'll give it 3 times.
It's been more than 3 times. For Marcus, I have to tap into 1 of 2 things. The main being visual. So if I have on, what are you laughing at?
Good. I just, my mind went directly to the muumuus you used to wear that I had to check you on. If you want me to be attracted to you, burn them damn things. I don't care whose grandmother they belong to.
shorts that are just a little too short.
Bottom of the cheek. I want the bottom of the cheek on each cheek hanging out.
Hanging out. Mm-hmm. That is a...
easy. That don't require nothing but changing clothes.
You don't... What do you think your number two is? Maybe I should tell you things that are easy or more guarantees that you don't even realize it.
Tell me after. No, after we get done with our 3 and 3. Number 2 is attention and compliments. When I say attention, physical attention, mental attention, complimenting her on how she looks, rubbing randomly with no effort of trying to do nothing in the moment. You know, that lasts throughout the day. Just rubbing in the moment, a kiss here and there on the neck or the forehead, rubbing on the booty. Well, that's happening anyway. I'm not allowed to walk past Angel without smacking her butt. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's like not
sometimes
saying,
I do it just to rile up. Ugh.
You do. That's like calling. That's like picking up the phone and not saying hello.
You can't even be like, yeah, what's
or
up?
Or something of the sort. If you just pick up and don't say nothing.
Yeah, then I'll be like, hello. Hey, what's up? Oh, okay. What's
up? That's what that's like.
I'm going to try one time. But yeah, physical and mental attention and touch. Like all that goes together. Just showing her attention, compliments, all of that jazz. And it starts earlier in the day or maybe even early in the week. Sometimes it might take a day or two. You know what I'm saying? It's got to marinate.
Number two that always works.
She has no challenges whatsoever for me.
You have said no. Locking the bedroom door.
That's it. That click. You ain't got to tell me twice. Nothing else needs to be said.
Lock that
door. I'm talking about instant erection. As soon as I hear the click, I ain't even got to be in the bedroom. Be in the garage. Do it. Hold on. Y'all unplug that saw when somebody hurt themselves. Go up here and knock here. You in there? Open the door. I was recording something. You about to record something else. Easy. A simple push of a button. It's literally turn it on. Click. That's all it take. I will be in mid conversation. Yeah, man, I don't know what happened. So when I went out there, I saw the guy getting in my truck and he was pulling off. And that's when I got to go.
If you had a good conversation, Marcus, you don't be one to say yes.
You haven't tried it.
Yes, I have. You'd be like, wait.
That's because you done told me wait. Y'all hear it? Ain't no complaints. Shut up. No. Yours is change clothes or push a button.
I'm not done. have a three. I'm saying you have told me no. I know,
you
no.
got plenty because
regardless,
it's easy.
I'm saying you've told I've me told no. no.
And how many, what is it? Hey, hold on. Go on.
That was my number two. It's now your turn for your number three.
My number three, let me see, on a difficult day. Morning. Just trying to get something in the morning. As long as she's slightly awake. You can't wake her up. She got to be starting to wake up.
That's it right there.
Then that's it.
He could get yes a lot of times if he would just wake up.
Yeah, I don't like it in the
up.
Morning. My body ain't with it yet. I can still perform. I can still handle business, but it ain't as enjoyable for me if my body ain't all the way up.
He could guess so many more times if it were morning.
6,570 days.
Of what? Marriage?
Yes. Not being together. Out of those 6,570, three.
You a lie. You are lying. Number three.
What's your number three?
Number three.
This is like being chauffeured versus learning to drive a stick shift as a child. No.
Number three is if I've gotten the kids occupied.
Yeah.
If I've gotten the kids occupied, he's down.
If she see me trying to occupy kids, he's going to want to do something. You damn right.
And because he don't try to occupy the kids with any type of love. He gonna fuss them into being occupied.
Hey, y'all go up there and watch the movie or something.
Don't come up here and talk
I ain't
to me.
Doing that.
Yes.
I don't do that. Get out of here.
So do you want some?
Yeah.
It always works.
Mm-hmm. You see, it's needed.
It's called cooperation. The reason why we would have our executive meetings and they would happen consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Is because you would cooperate so well during the meeting. You would be like hella attentive, hella like participating and moving whatever this goal is forward.
That ain't the top thing that gets it done because we ain't always in the thing where we got to me cooperating is also making sure you ain't got nothing to do without you telling me that you.
No, it's a little different though. Like it's like the synergy of the cooperating together.
Yeah.
Versus. Yes, I'm not saying that I don't appreciate what you're saying. I'm saying this is a different thing.
Yeah.
When we are like on the same page about a goal, because then we actually get it done faster. When we're like, when there's like either pushback or unattentiveness on your side, when we're trying to do something that we're cooperating on, it makes it hard. That ends up taking my brain energy. And if I can't click my brain off, then I can't get her together. So when you're like if we, this is one thing that me and Marcus cannot do together or we have not mastered it yet. Because everything outside of his stuff, I'm kind of responsible for. I'm responsible for all the kids' stuff. I'm responsible for their clothes and my clothes, all of it. I know that there are certain ways in which if it's done this way, it's just going to make my life easier in the long run. Where Marcus will be like, his idea of how to do it, he feels like it's better, but it makes my job more difficult. So when he's like on board with my idea, because I'm realizing, because he's just like, listen, if this is what you want to do, that is instantaneous for me. Like, yes. But it doesn't happen often because you usually think my ideas are dumb. Because they cause a lot of mess at first.
The mess, I ain't going to go into that.
Like, I think about the kids' clothes. I haven't finished, which I'm going to finish before your birthday. I haven't even touched it.
I don't know if y'all saw that video I put up.
I haven't touched it.
Legend has it. Like, hold on, I think I put that in the post. Legend has it, the pals are still there.
They are. Well, because I have to problem solve. We now have too many clothes for the twins than what they can actually keep in their drawers. I do believe it's the twins. It's the twins, not the baby. In trying to figure out what should I get rid of that is like, okay, well, since we don't have enough room, let's get rid of that. And what should I keep? And I'm not going to do it blindly because that's dumb. If there are a pair of jeans that are inside storage that are in perfect condition, I'm going to keep those over something that we've had less time that's been used up more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But for Marcus, he'll be like, let's pretend like we didn't even know we had that stuff that was in storage and just get rid of it.
And that makes all the sense in the world. Because when will you have time to sit down and organize all of these clothes? You will not.
But if you help me in the way I'm asking.
If I help you in the way that you're asking, it still won't get done.
I bet you
it won't. Y'all seen vlogs. Y'all heard Angel talk. Angel is busy. Even if she ain't busy, she is busy. I'm looking at it logically. I've seen this happen with other things. I've helped her do things, and things will not get complete because Angel has so much to do. Because she gives herself so much to do.
I have four boys.
I've spent 18 years getting to know you.
I have four boys, and somebody's got to do it. And
I can write your book before you actually do what you're going to do.
This is what that girl meant by.
Yeah.
You don't know me. Regardless, I'm just telling you.
I'm telling you. I have walked into this trap before.
But
this is all all right, bet, let's do it. And we get halfway. Ow, shoot. I was supposed to. Let me just make his phone call real quick, and I'm going to help her with this audition.
A conversation about cooperation and what that does for me. That's mm-hmm. what the conversation was about. Yeah. You're making it about something else. That's all I'm saying. So let us know what your three foreplay playbooks moves that always work are in the comments if you're watching this on That Chick Angel TV. Also, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please review us. It makes us more discoverable. It grows our audience, which we greatly appreciate. This podcast is a part of our career. It is how we pay our bills. It is how we pay our employee. It is how we pay our contractors and vendors. So we want to continue to grow it and continue to be able to be artists, be hosts. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you giving me energy now?
I'm just thinking about the contrast between the two different perspectives of turning each other on.
Oh my God. Okay. We have a question. Audience question. Hey, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Why? Oh, this is from Nisha Grant. Why is it hard to be considerate of your spouse? And why don't you already know that it is a requirement? I think people might find it hard, and then you can come into it. I think people might find it hard to be more considerate to their spouse, especially in the beginning, because we are selfish creatures by nature. And some of the ways in which you have to be considerate of your spouse is just too much. It would be too much if it was somebody else. Like, because when we say considerate, it's not just like, oh, I'm going to hold the door open for this person. That's something that you would consider considerate. It's not like when you ride in a plane and they tell you when you use the restroom to wipe the water off the basin so that it's dry for the next person to come in. Not those type of things. Those things feel very minuscule and easy to do. When it comes to a spouse, it is you're being considerate not just to things that seem like nice in human nature, but you're being considerate to their personal preference around things. Meaning, for instance, Marcus likes for his bathroom counter to barely have anything on it, anything in the sink, anything. We have two separate things of toothpaste that we use, right? Sometimes his will go empty before mine, or sometimes mine will go empty before his, so we'll just use the other person's. I don't do a daily cleaning of my sink at all. The sink will get cleaned by me maybe once a week. If I use Marcus's sink, it needs to be cleaned the way he wants it cleaned anytime I've used it, right? For me, I'm like, we got cleaners. That sink, you ain't got to put your face in the sink. You like, you ain't got to touch the sink in that way for that stuff to be like a big thing. But it's a big thing to him. Same instance. I don't like when I buy something that Marcus likes, and then he tries to, just because I'm not using it a lot, he'll try to start claiming it as his own. So Marcus had to start, when I would get stuff, and if it was something that I'm like, I might only use it occasionally, but don't start claiming it as your own, he would have to start buying his own thing so that he could have it as his, so that I wasn't looking for my thing that he didn't already claimed as his own.
Or I'm not looking for hers.
Yeah, because he'd be like, where's your such and such? And I'd be like, I don't know. Huh, I need to use it. Well, I didn't know that. It's mine. So
it's lost.
No, it would just be like, I'm not about to put my brain over there to find it. It's fine wherever it is. So
it's on the sink.
for marriage, it becomes way more nitpicky than what you would for like a best friend. Because usually you don't live with your best friend. There are just certain things you don't. This is somebody you're typically with for several hours every day. Even if y'all don't work together, several hours every day. That you're like, I'm having to change what my natural habit would be to be considerate of you. So that's why I would say it's difficult.
I would say, yeah, just being considerate is not the problem. It's being consistently considerate. Like she was saying, it's you like in everything you do is like some of this stuff. Like y'all might be thinking toothpaste is such a small thing, but the way I naturally operate is I know where everything is all the time. If my keys aren't in my pocket or in my truck while I'm driving, they are on my wallet, on my sink, beside my watch, everything. My toothpaste, if it's not in my hand, my toothpaste tube in my hand, squeezing toothpaste onto my brush, it's in the little pocket. When Angel uses toothpaste, it may be on the sink. It may be in the shower. It may be in one of the other kids because she was busy doing something while brushing her teeth and just put it down in one of their bathroom. Now I go to brush my teeth and I'm like, especially if I'm in a hurry, where's my goddamn tooth? Like for me, for something not to be where it should be, that's one of my pet peeves.
And I have to be considerate of that.
Yeah, she has to be considerate of that. And I know, as anal as it may be, that's just who I am. That's how I operate. I'm more lenient on other things. Some things are really strict on, but that's how I operate. And that's how she is considerate in that matter of knowing that, of if she uses something of mine, she will put it back where she got it, or, you know, clean, like she said, cleaning my sink. And it's always a little stuff. Me being out, like something simple, you being out, you ripping and running, you grab some food and head home. And then you get home and realize, oh, she ain't got nothing to eat, or I ain't got nothing to eat. It's just like, you couldn't call. Like, you being out doing your own thing, ripping and running. You've been out for hours and hours, and you just grab some food and go home, walk in the house, eating. It wasn't on your mind to call home because you was your mind was other places, and you walk in with food. It's just like that's being considerate, even though you were out doing your own thing. It's just like this is just an example. This is like walk through the house. It's like that person, even if it wasn't you being inconsiderate, that's how it may be viewed as you being inconsiderate. It's like you didn't think to call me knowing you were coming home. And those things, those small little things can build up to be bigger things because they'll stretch out to other aspects of the thing. It's like, well, you don't think about me when you out, when you coming home to grab food. You don't think about me when you moving stuff. You come in and you set the stuff down and you just set it in my way because I got to walk that way. You don't think about me when you don't put the toilet seat down. Like little things like that. And it builds up. And then it's just like, don't you think about me? Why aren't you being considerate of me and my feelings and how I do things? And all those little things, you know, gravels of rock make mountains. All those little things will build up and make something big. So that's when people say when they have a issue with or they say it's difficult to be considerate, depending on how that person operates and how the other person operates. It's, you know, it's a puzzle piece. It has to fit together and people have to be more considerate. Even if it don't fit together, bend it so it does fit together, mm-hmm. and be considerate of that person. And it's a constant thought process. You always, you know, it's like, you have to re-engineer the way you think because you were single for all this time. You were doing your own thing. You were with your parents or your guardians, and then you were doing your own thing, and this is how you operate. Even when you're with your parents or guardians, you're still doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's just what you're doing. But now you're with this person that you live with, y'all share a space with, and those little things you got to rethink now.
Yeah. It's not just – I think sometimes we think of considerate in the same terms of, like, being nice, being kind. While that might be the root of it, it's further than that. Because you could be kind to someone and still do things your own way. That's not what we're talking about. It is, I might prefer to have onions in something that I cook. But if I know he abhors onions, I ain't going to put it in his. Or I'm going to make him something special without it in there. Right? Where, you might do that for a friend. You might do that for somebody you care about. But to have to think about that every single time I cook or have to think about certain things every single time I do a certain thing is what makes marriage the more difficult thing to do because it's a, as the girl said in her video in the TikTok o'clock, it is every decision I make, whether it be big or small, that could have an effect on him, I must consider how it will have an effect on him. Doesn't mean that I always make the decision that makes him the most comfortable, but I will be fully aware and cognizant. And if I know I'm going to make a decision that makes that's not the, going to make him the most comfortable, I will forewarn him, try to, probably don't do it all the time, but forewarn him, I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah, and it's even like, even the way when we're not around each other, the way we carry ourselves, there's been situations where I was out with my fellas and, you know, somebody said something slick. I have to be considerate that I have a family now. Mm-hmm. And I'm also being considerate of that person because I have a lot to lose. So I'm going to react as that in such way if anything goes sideways of this ain't just going to be no scuffle. You might try anything. I'm going to have to do something to you. And because I'm out here reacting this way now, it's taking effect on my family. If I get locked up or something happened to me, it's just like I got to be considerate and think about my family in that aspect. Mm. It has been a few situations where I'm just like, I'm going to do you and me a favor and walk away from this, mm-hmm. you know. But that's being considerate. You know, people may not even think about that. It's I know dudes at a younger age, they, you know, did some things, got locked up doing stuff. They either had, you know, about to get married or are married or got a kid. And it's just like, dude, you got to – think about your family.
Anisha brought up a good thing. She said, we do things for our kids automatically. It should not be harder to do it for our spouse, but it does take growth. The reason why it's harder is because we're dealing with a grown-ass person. With our kids, we take in consideration that they are young and that they're still developing. And so there are certain things that either they can't do for themselves or they don't even know to do for themselves. And also, we help almost develop and mold their preferences and how they're going to do stuff. Like, little Marcus is now starting to operate more like his father in a lot of the ways and how he grooms himself and how he carries himself. That is some genetics. Some of that is also nurture of seeing how his father operates. We give our children so much grace and so much care because we are developing them. When dealing with a grown ass person, though, we sometimes will be like, okay, well, then you just do your thing, or you'll be all right. That'll definitely be like sometimes the stance. And I feel like we just, when we're looking at the little people that we're making, we understand where they're at in life and why we will go the extra mile for them, because they still have, and we are responsible for them. I'm not responsible for my husband. His actions still are his actions, and my actions are still my actions. However, if my child is acting up at school, they look at me and how I am parenting. If my husband is acting up in the world, they're not like, Angel, how did you tell your husband how to behave? He is grown. So I think that's why it's hard. Yeah. But I do get what you're saying.
Yeah, even if people don't think of it being that deep, you know, a lot of people, you know, and I ain't gonna say a lot, some people may look at it as, you know, you always unhappy with me, or you always got something to complain about, or this, that, and the other, is because they're not looking, you know, they always say, oh, communication. You hear it all the time, but that's what it is. It's communication. And both people have to learn how to communicate mm-hmm. and where they lack that communication.
Yeah.
Because if they lack, or if they notice the other person lacking, they got to give and, you know, figure out that whole thing too. But yeah.
Well, to close out the podcast, we're bringing back a very old segment that we used to do years ago that I was so excited to bring back. And that is our audience question of the week. So those of you all who comment on our YouTube page underneath the video, and we're actually going to start adding it for also our Instagram comments once we have our socials back up and running for Is This Going to Cause an Argument?
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you're not following that on Instagram, following on Instagram, we always have snippets of previous episodes that we put up to get you all to chime in. But Audience of a Week is where we pick an audience question that we thought was really good, or we just appreciated and we wanted to highlight it on the show. So this audience question of the week comes from last week's episode, which was a Tanksley yesterday, and it is from, ooh, it's Lana, or is it Lena? She says, the chairs look great. Thanks, girl.
Thank you.
The new segment of Marriage Gains is great as well. I'm working through the conceding part with my husband right now, and it's going along with Tank's side. I got to concede and accept that he does things differently than I. It's hard. Marriage has been about picking my battles, LOL. This is kind of just like what we were just talking about, but on the flip side. So thank you so much, ooh, it's Lana, for the comment. Again, you all, please comment, engage with our content, and we might pick your comment to showcase on the next episode.
Jace.
Baby, as we close out, tell these wonderful people where they can find you.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can also find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out.
You can find me at That Chick Angel pretty much across all platforms. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, as well. Did you already say Tanksley TV?
Nah, Tanksley TV also.
On YouTube, you can get Mama Likes. I still have boxes from the winter drop, which has either a sweet potato, which is a burnt orangish colored purse. It's actually kind of brighter than that. Or a banana pudding, which is a yellow purse. I still have those available. Also, my big ask is for you all to go onto my Instagram. Let me make sure I'm not lying here. Go onto my Instagram, and inside of my bio is a Linktree link. I want you to go on there, click on it, okay? And then it will show you links to being able to submit a question to Ask Aunt Angel Season 2. We need more people. It's the first one. It's the Ask Aunt Angel guest submission form. Click on that. We need more people to ask Aunt Angel a question for Season 2. Our first shoot day went amazing. We want to have at least 3 more shoot days. We haven't picked those days yet, and we're going to have a variety of days, so hopefully they'll work into your schedule. But and it's all anonymous, so you don't even have to worry about people knowing your business, okay?
Also, if y'all, for the y'all that was following the whole door situation, you can go to Tanksley TV and check out the door installation.
Amen and amen.
Yeah, that video is up.
Also, we are doing episodes for, is this going to cause an episode? Is this going to cause an argument on Fridays, where we either talk more about something that we addressed in this current episode, or we get a little spicy. Last week we talked about, what was it that we talked about, baby?
What did we talk about?
It was something about sex. We do nudity.
Oh, yeah.
Camera.
Yeah.
Will we do sex?
Oh, yeah. What would we do? How much would it cost for us to be, do something sexual on camera? Not like a sex scene in a movie, but like something raunchy.
We said the whole thing.
Yeah, all of it. We talked about every,
or like just in a movie suggested. So that's for our Patreon only. So again, go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. This Friday will be Marcus's birthday, so it's going to be a special.
On my birthday.
After show.
27th of January. So make sure y'all are there.
Check it out.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, until next time, you all be blessed, and we'll see you next week on Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.